Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Tom Masacker's there. He's all over my website as a member of our Brain Trust, and there are articles there. There are archives. I don't know how many archives there are of shows that we've done with Tom and over the past several years. He's our good friend. Tom is a speaker, a columnist. He's one of our top brand strategists in our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Sandbox Wisdom and The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom. And I think he's got a new one out. I'm going to ask you about in a minute. Tom Masacker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's great to be back.
I can see that. I can see how it would be great for you to be back.
Absolutely.
Tom, what do you got on your mind today?
Well, you know, I hope that your listeners don't mind this, but I've been following the Democratic National Convention, and I was really intrigued by how the Kerry Group laid out a strategy based on what they believe is going on in the minds of their audience, in the mm-hmm. culture, and the media. And I think it's an important lesson for small businesses. I read a couple of quotes, and it was really funny. I mean, if you look at both of these quotes, you'd believe that they are both equally as valid. One says, it was Calvin Coolidge, nothing in the world takes the place of persistence. You've heard that one, right?
Right.
Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. And this whole thing that if you're persistent and determined, you'll win. And I don't believe that today. There's just way too much competition to be persistent and determined. I like Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead. He said, you don't merely want to be the best of the best. You want to be considered the only one who does what you do. And today, that's what you want. You don't want to be the best dentist in the business. You want to be the only one that provides whatever it is that mm-hmm. you provide that nobody else does. And that brings me back to this whole idea about strategy. And understanding, before you get in there and start beating your head against the wall, executing, which is tough enough, you have to know what you're trying to execute. I mean, look at the Kerry campaign. I mean, again, they're interested in exactly the same thing that every small business is, which is in persuading people and developing a loyal following. Right? So they're out there and they're trying to understand the culture, and what does this audience that we're talking to, what do they expect from us more than anything? And if you watched any of the speeches made, you'd hear the same words over and over and over and over again. And what they decided that people wanted overwhelmingly was to be protected and to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they started with that whole what expectation do people have of this guy that if we don't provide it, they're not coming our way at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask that of every small business. I say, what expectation of your audience, of your customers, that if you don't provide it, they're not coming anywhere near you? And I have people say, well, what are you talking about? I mean, I make good Chinese food. And I say, you know what? So does everybody that sells Chinese food.
drive Chinese a mile food. Down the road. There are two more down the
yeah,
road just
so,
like that.
So that's it. Once you develop that expectation, then you can take the next step. And the next step is what Kerry did. He developed a story. And that story, over and over, was talking about his biography. He was the captain of our ship of state. He was strong. He was courageous in combat. Just like JFK of the past, he commanded a small boat. And what did they do? They repeated that message. Mm-hmm. They added layering of that messaging, and they figured out how to cut through. Now, here's my question. Is that enough right now to pull people away from the other side?
Well, no. One of the things that I'd like to point out is that you're exactly right. The Democrats decided that they had to make sure that their brand was compatible with what people want.
That's right.
But But in for a small business, a big company sometimes can get away with promising something in their brand and not delivering more than what the brand promises. A little company can't get away with that.
Well, and you know what? That is what my point is about this Kerry thing. Yes, they discovered what was most important to people. But you know what? People are already getting that.
Yeah.
They already believe that they're getting the safety and protection. Now you have to give them more than that.
Right.
So now you watch the next couple of months. What Kerry has now established, I'll give you the basics. I'll give you the convenience and the quality. Now, on top of that, here's what I'm going to give you that's going to surprise you, whether it's a better economy. We don't know right now what his message is going to be.
Right.
But he's got to go above and beyond what people can get someplace else.
Well, and of course, his challenge, and this is the challenge that small business owners have too, is we have to convince people that we can deliver above and beyond before they, especially the people who haven't done business with us before, if we have to convince them that they're going to get that before they get here.
Well, that's absolutely
because he can't govern until he's elected.
No, that's right.
So he's got to make that case, and we do too. And of course, the way we do it, largely, I think, Tom,
yep.
And this is what you've helped us to understand in the past, is we actually have the benefit of being able to deliver. Because we've already been elected. our doors are already open. And
that's right.
So.
Well, that's why, you know, I look at this as three steps. One is discover the expectations and stimulate those expectations by telling your story and making it believable through everything that you do. You know, if you say we are the most convenient dentist to work with in the city, well, then go out there and stimulate that. Tell us why you're the most convenient. Show us why you're the most convenient. Make everything about your place exude this convenience. And then what I'll do is I'll ask a question and say, if you're the most convenient, how come I don't see your schedule posted someplace on the internet where I can go in there, log in, and set up my own teeth cleaning?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not understanding what the culture expects. What do they mean when they hear when you say convenient? What do I feel? What does that mean to me?
What you're saying,
what does it mean to you?
There's a disconnect between the brand promise and what you're actually getting.
Exactly right.
Stand by, Tom. We're going to take a quick break. We're visiting with our good friend, Tom Asacker, the author of Sandbox Wisdom. I told you we would get smarter when we listen to Tom Asacker. Right after these messages, we'll be back with Tom. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Tom Asacker, one of the smartest guys I know, the author of Sandbox Wisdom and the Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom. And you've got a new product out, new booklet out that's available as accessories, don't you, Tom?
Yes, it's a little leadership handbook on branding called A Brand New World. So it gives the 10 principles behind what to look at in order to create a strong business, a strong brand, a strong product or service.
And where do they find that?
They just go to successories.com and punch in A Brand New World, and it'll take them right to the page.
All right. And also, they can find your books and other things at your website. Give us that, please.
It's sandboxwisdom, all one word, .com.
Okay. What do we find when we get there besides the books?
A lot of articles. On branding and on culture and on marketing. I usually write a little blog on something in the news that struck me as important to look at as far as the distinctions of what the right way and the wrong way to go about persuading people is. So mostly around culture and psychology and marketing and selling.
Tom, we've been talking about how you were using the Democrat Party analogy to how small business owners need to differentiate themselves and to not just be the best at what we do, but to be the only person, you said, the only company to do what we do. And obviously, if we're a restaurant or a tire store or a dentist or an architect, there are other people out there doing what we're doing. But if we do it properly, you're saying, and I agree with you, we have an opportunity to be the only people doing whatever it is that we do the way we do it.
Jim, this is such a difficult thing to get people to wrap their hands around. But today, most businesses that are going to remain successful are going to be co-created with the customers. What do I mean by that, co-created? I was out speaking to a big group of youth marketers out in Anaheim about 3 weeks ago, and I met the chief marketing officer of Mattel, and I was talking to him about the Barbie brand. Now, I know this might sound silly to some people, but Barbie has now ventured out into fashion. They actually have Barbie stores for women where they sell clothing. I said to him, where did this come from? He said, we get 30 million hits a day on our Barbie
a
website.
Wow.
A day from girls and mothers and all of this stuff with ideas about how we can, you know, better improve and expand our brand. And that just amazes me, because they're getting 30 million hits. I walked around town all last week where I live, where there was a big festival. I didn't get approached by one small business owner of the entire town saying to me, how can I do a better job? Not one. So it blows my mind that Barbie, you know, gets 30 million hits, and not one small business owner said to me, why do you go here to get your oil changed?
You know, one of the reasons why I think the small business owners don't do that, I think they're afraid that they're going to get their feelings hurt, because they've got it in their mind how the way they're running their business is their paradigm about how their business should be run. And if a customer comes up with another idea, that kind of hurts their feelings. It's different from what they think.
Well, I mean, but that is the condition that's required.
I agree.
To build relationships today. It's like a friend, you know, I know a guy whose his wife left him after years of marriage, and I said, did you feel it coming? And he said, yeah. And I said, did you ask her about it? He said, no.
Yeah.
I said, well, why not? And it's the same thing, Jim. It's people take this stuff personally.
Yep.
Instead of saying, I need information to improve what I do. How do I go about getting it? And
well,
if you humble yourself and realize that you don't have all the answers.
Well, and the thing is, Tom, is here's what I tell people when they, if you know, as a follow-up to what I just said about getting your feelings hurt, how much is it going to hurt your feelings when you fail?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Or when people just walk away and you don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why one of the biggest people to talk to, you know, are the defectors. The people that leave are the ones you want to talk to.
But you know what? But you know what, Tom? One of the things I do, and you probably do this too, as in my role as the small business advocate, when I see a company that underwhelms me, I actually find somebody to talk to, and I tell them about my experience. And I do, and I tell them, look, I'm not really complaining as much as I am. I want to give you a gift. You know,
right.
here's what happened to me, and here's how I felt about it. Here's how it impacted me, and you can use that if you you can take that and do something with it. You'd be surprised how many times I get indignance from them rather than appreciation.
And Jim, I'll tell you, they've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that just asking people for their opinion makes them feel closer and mm-hmm. creates a tighter bond.
Absolutely.
With your business. You know, how can I improve this for you? That makes people feel so good. It makes them feel like that's my hardware store now, because people are asking me, how can they improve it for me?
Right.
You know, so that's a big one. You know, even if you can't implement them all, just the fact that you're listening, that you're curious, that you're asking.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Tom, well said and well done today. Thank you very much again for being here. Give us your website, please.
It is sandboxwisdom.com. All one word.
Whatever Tom has is top shelf, ladies and gentlemen. So I encourage you to check it out. Thanks, Tom. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Sandbox Wisdom. Quick break. Right back with John Deaney. 29 after this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. And I want to sleep with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.